At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome to Beyond the Bell. I'm Andrew Zarian. Happy to be here today. Of course, I'm joined by Rich Stambolian. Hi, Rich.
Hi, Andrew.
How are you?
We're the boys in black today.
Are we?
Yeah.
Are we?
We're wearing black, yeah. That's a objective truth.
I got to start the show again, I think.
Why?
Is this working?
Guys, can you hear us?
Can you see us? We're on? Is the video working? Is the audio working? Here we are. Everything's working. You know, disaster today. I don't know what's going on here.
Start the show again.
No, it's already too late. Yeah. I've tried it like 4 times. Yeah, you know, sometimes this happens.
Are we getting melancholy Andrew today?
Oh, do you want me to be melancholy
no.
Andrew? An infinite sadness?
Stare into the distance, Andrew.
Hold on. How does it work?
That's pretty good, I gotta say. Like, that's definitely staring.
That's me. That's, at every show that we go to, like the fourth hour.
Yeah.
I'm just contemplating my doom.
You mean the fourth minute.
My doom. Oh, boom.
Or Edgar Starve.
Guys, a lot of wrestling to talk about. The holidays are upon us. That almost sounded like I was going into a live read. I'm not. Mm-hmm. But limited schedule for us here.
Yeah.
The next couple weeks. And then we come back.
Mm-hmm.
After the holidays. There's a lot going on, dude. We got gigantic families, you and I.
Yeah, yeah. I'm part of a gigantic family. I don't necessarily have a big family, but the in-laws are.
Yeah, me too.
Massive.
Yeah, me too.
I think what we're doing Friday, right?
We'll do Friday.
We'll do early Friday.
Yeah, we'll do early Friday.
And then
maybe never again.
And then F off forever.
Yeah. And then we'll F off forever. Oh man. Pay-per-view last weekend on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I had a nice relaxing weekend.
Tell me about
it. Kids were gone.
Yes.
It was just Jess and I.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to see the look on her face when I told her, there's a pay-per-view tonight.
Oh, no. Did you get all the fun stuff out of the way before that?
Can we talk about what I did?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I don't think Fightful has a problem.
No, they're very recreational.
I took a bunch of shroom gummies on Saturday.
The Mario kind.
The Mario kind. And it did nothing. I think they were
tall.
Bad. I think I got worked.
Yeah. Where'd you get them from?
A friend of mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Who was it? Can you tell?
It wouldn't be the one that you think.
Okay.
It was like I took nothing, right? It was I'm almost convinced I just took like lion's mane.
I think they just made you sad.
I think they just made me sad. because I did not like that pay-per-view.
Right. I feel like I thought it was a fantastic pay-per-view. Mr. Gonzo thought it was a fantastic pay-per-view.
The matches were great. I enjoyed the matches.
A lot of people across the board thought it was a fantastic pay-per-view. And you're just like, oh, these mushrooms ain't doing shit. Oh, man, I hate wrestling. Oh, I hate pro wrestling.
Listen, I'm totally transparent. That's been my whole life. I'm honest with you guys.
I think that was the effect.
You think
of the
that's
mushrooms.
What it was? No, dude. Do you know what I did the following day? I had so much energy.
Uh-huh.
I gutted my garage.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It came out great.
Oh,
it came out fantastic. Mm-hmm. I didn't hate the pay-per-view. All right, let me be fair. I liked so many elements of it.
Uh-huh.
But then I didn't like a lot of stuff that happened. A, the length of the show. Too long for me.
Dude, they're always too long.
Yo, that Jersey crowd sucked.
They're always very... You know what?
I did not care for that crowd.
Let me tell you something. From my perspective, I had the whole... I stayed up. I was very proud of myself. I stayed up for the entire show. I usually end up falling asleep on my couch at about 9:30, 10 o'clock. Stayed up for the entire show. I think the crowd got drained after the Boom Guys match.
Yo. All right. Let's talk about this, okay?
That pop.
I want to spend time and talk about this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I put out a tweet.
Those chunky MFers
are the best, dude. I don't care. I put out a tweet. I'm going to read this, okay?
Please, yeah.
And you want to know why... I messaged Tony, and I'll read parts of it.
Okay.
I said, have a great show tonight. Won't be there, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
However, I just want to let you know, I effing love what you're doing with those Costco guys.
Mm-hmm.
Big thinking marketing.
Yeah.
Okay. Why was this a really successful marketing campaign by AEW?
Because they are wholesome.
They're very wholesome.
It's wholesome. It's very, it's for, listen, don't get me wrong. It's cringe as F, but also very wholesome. And you could appreciate that.
I'm not the demo.
Okay? No, I'm not the demo okay. either. Mr. Gonzo's the demo.
I put a tweet out. And this is going to show Mr. Gonzo's all that 100% dude. He that is what the Rizzler is going to look like with really bad life decisions.
A 73-year-old Michiganian.
All right, you want to see the Rizzler in the future?
Oh no!
Can I do this? Can I do the multi?
The Rizzler's 45 though, man. And he's strapped.
All right, that's the Rizzler right there.
Rizzler's always carrying that thing on him.
So, by the way, that's a little internal view. This is the view on our screen, so I know what's happening here.
Yeah,
that's what
absolutely.
I see.
Yeah, yeah.
I put out a tweet, and you want to talk, I'm a marketer, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm in market, my whole life, I'm in marketing, branding, marketing, PR.
Groceries.
Yeah. Kmart. Caldor.
All the markets.
ANS. Alexander's. All the businesses that went down, I ran it. I wrote, as a father, I love that he's able to give this incredible experience to his son.
100%.
That's what matters at the end of the day.
And another little guy.
Okay.
His kid
and his another little guy. And it was a Fightful tweet that it was this really nice photo of Tony.
Yeah.
And Tony's arms look big.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, he's going to come out like Mr. McMahon.
Shredded.
He's going to come out as Mr. Khan.
Shredded.
The freaking thing.
Uh-huh. All zip
12,000 likes, 500,000 views.
In like an hour.
300 retweets.
Mm-hmm.
And then the comments.
Oh, my God.
He's forcing his kids into this. How could you say he's a good father? He's doing this for himself and not for his kids. I said, even if he is doing it for himself, look at what he's providing for his kids.
Exactly.
This very unique, tremendous experience. You don't need to like them.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
But I got to tell you, man, I love a nice story like that.
Yeah,
and I love that somebody, this guy 20 years ago, local Jersey pro. I wonder if our buddy Joey Image wrestled him.
Yeah, I bet you
he did. They have to know each other, right?
I bet you he did.
They have to know each other. Local Jersey, North Jersey, pro wrestler, you know, never went anywhere. Has started a family, moved down to Boca. The dream.
Yeah.
The dream.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's doing this, you know, viral thing. He's been trying for years with the family. He was a blogger. He's doing this. And now this freaking worked.
Yep.
Right? He's able to create this very unique life for his kids. I hope they're making a lot of money.
I hope they're
putting a little nest egg for those kids to do something. Most likely they are. And the comments are like, he's vile. He's forcing his kids into this.
God,
I'm like, what are you guys talking
Everybody
about?
Shout. Yeah.
Let the fucking guy enjoy this 2 seconds of fame he has. And you know what? How can you not like the fact that this guy, he wrestled for years, he stopped wrestling, somehow he's achieved the highest level of professional wrestling, and that's being on a pay-per-view.
Opening a pay-per-view.
Okay? He was the main event of the pre-show, fine, but whatever. He's in the biggest company in front of 10,000 people in New Jersey in his home state.
Pop. The pop this guy got.
And the fucking pop he got, okay? God damn it. You can't tell me that is not a feel-good story.
No. It's oddly the best. So my boy Tony, who works at Sirius.
Tony Khan. French Tony Khan. Yeah, you don't like French Tony Khan.
I don't know. I haven't seen that guy in a while, thank God. My boy Tony, who works at Sirius, he was like texting me during the night. He's like, oh, I have to leave. He was watching it. He's like, I have to leave. Give me the play-by-play at the end of the match. And he doesn't really watch wrestling. He hate watches the Costco guys.
He hate watches,
right? Because he knows it's wholesome, but he also knows it's cringe. But he can't get enough, right?
Yeah.
I think that's the thing. He can't get enough.
Yeah.
Send him the thing. He's like, this is insane. You know, spear by AJ. It's not spear by AJ. Spear by Big Justice.
Big Justice with the spear. Okay.
Rizzler coming out with Big Show.
Okay. Forget Paul about White, the coming sorry. Out. Coming out with Big Show, right?
Yeah.
Forget about coming out with Paul White. You know what was the? It just fucking did it for me. Gigantic Paul White holding that little chubby boy's hand, walking down that aisle, that 7-year-old boy, and it was so sweet and wholesome, and I'm like, fuck these lunatics
Absolutely.
That are attacking this company and attacking these kids and the father.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I going into Trump hands?
Oh boy,
it's happening.
Uh-oh.
I just, if you dislike them, mm-hmm. right? It's one thing to not be into the content.
Yeah.
But if you're attacking these people, you're a vile piece of shit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
These
absolutely.
Fucking kids. You're a vile piece of shit. I don't watch their content, but I get it. And I think Tony is smart to do this. He's tapping into an audience that knows nothing about him. Do you know how mm-hmm. many of Hunter's friends were asking about this?
Yeah. All of them probably.
Yeah.
Can I? All right. So here's the thing. We're gonna bloviate on this yeah. for another few minutes, by the way.
Sorry.
Balor Club Guys podcast, yeah. our buddy Balor Club Guy. What up, my guys? I attended Full Gear, and let me say, Big Boom AJ, Big Justice, and Rizzler got pop of the night next to Daniel Garcia winning the TNT title. This is a person who was in attendance.
He was there.
He was yeah. there.
So was Armand.
So was Trash Paradise King. And so was James Notor. Listen.
We're the only ones that didn't go.
We're not allowed to be in Newark.
Yeah, we can't go to Newark, man.
We can't be in Newark.
It's a whole TSA thing.
Big thing. We may have mentioned it a couple of years ago on Mat Men, but we cannot, both of us cannot be in Newark together or alone.
Yeah. Are we going to?
Yes.
We are. Okay, which ones?
All of them.
Okay, do you, I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
Four for each.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
I don't know if I could do all, but if I don't go and you want to go, I'll give you
hell
mine.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And you do whatever you do.
I'll take Alex.
Okay, cool.
So
is Alex allowed
at the Hammerstein?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
After what happened?
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I think it's insane how popular these guys are. And the litmus test was having them on a few months ago at the other pay-per-view when they did that whole thing with RJ City, who was just eye-rolling them out of the building.
RJ's the best.
You know?
RJ's the greatest.
What a pop. What a moment. You know, people were taking a dump on QT.
You know what? Give that fucking guy the flowers. All the flowers possible. Yeah. They did a basic, standard indie match. Okay?
Yeah.
And it looked good. And then you find out that Big AJ. AJ had a broken foot.
Yep. Trooped it out.
And he trooped that dude. That power bomb.
Yeah.
That boom.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic.
How'd you like the spear?
Yo, that spear was great.
Big Justice spear. Again, I think the Rizzler's 45 years old. Also, I would have, and he's got a gun on him. I would have loved it if Big Show picked up Rizzler like Mike Tyson did Hasbulla.
and just snuggled on him.
Number one. Number two, this
yo, Tyson would get confused. It's like, I know that's not a baby.
That's not a baby. You're 26 years old. You're 26 years old, the Rizzler. Just punches him. Pow. So here's the other thing, too. Give it up for the Rizzler.
Yeah.
Why?
Yo, that kid is 7 years old, and he hit all the spots.
2 months ago, this guy, there's a beautiful picture of the Rizzler and Amari Stoudemire at the Knicks celebrity
at the Garden.
At the Garden. And then 2 months later, this guy's coming out to the ring with Paul White, just holding his hand like a sweet little dude.
Dude, that was all I needed. Okay? And my wife,
how does she feel about the Costco guys?
She goes, because the next day, I was showing the kids.
Yeah.
And she's like, Taylor, come. Just watch it. This is like the 18th time he's played it. He's good for like another 40 times.
Oh,
he's
going to
play this. All I did on Sunday was just replay the Rizzler's entrance and that whole match. I watched that match like 80 times. I don't think I've ever watched a wrestling match more than I watched Big Boom AJ and QT Marshall.
Perfect length. Perfect length.
Perfect.
Nice and quick.
It was a perfect pro wrestling match.
5 stars?
You know what? Match of the night, dude. Fuck you.
That's why.
Match of the night.
The comments are going to be hysterical on this episode.
Do you know why?
Why?
It was everything that pro wrestling is.
Absolutely.
It brought 100%. Joy. It was a happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
It was perfectly placed before the pay-per-view started. It was not the worst match on the card.
No.
Which is something to be said.
Wild.
With everything that went on the show.
Wild, ain't it?
The show opened. Also, we got Anna Jay, Deonna Purrazzo. That was a match. We got Buddy Matthews defeating Dante Martin and Commander and the Beast Mordos. That was on the pre-show. And then we had the main event. AJ's going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks with the broken foot.
That's insane.
Listen, man, he's an older guy. I love that he's from Boca.
Let's do a Boom Boom Dad AJ versus Adam Copeland.
Oh, that's what we want. Adam Copeland, yeah. Adam Copeland versus Boom Dad AJ.
Ridiculous.
And then the main card started.
Don't comment your dumb bullshit on this episode, by the way.
Yeah, please.
Oh, these guys talked about the Costco idiots for 25 minutes. Why?
Yeah. I'm going to.
Yeah, we'll talk about it some more.
It is pro wrestling, and it was perfect.
Uh-huh.
He was spamming the Riz face, though.
Oh, yeah.
They know me as the Rizzler. Na-na-bana, dressed in black.
And we got lady eyes.
Yo, they do have lady eyes, though. Those boom boys have lady eyes.
Definitely got lady eyes.
Such soft, beautiful eyes on both of them. It's mesmerizing. That should be his finisher. Look at my lady eyes. And you get stunned. You get like this.
They got to work it into the song.
They got to work the lady eyes into it. That's the next. That's like the romance album.
Oh, yeah. Hysterical.
Private Party defeated the Outrunners, the Acclaimed, and the Kings of the Black Throne. The story here was the Acclaimed breaking up.
Cool.
All right, whatever. I did not like this match.
Yeah.
I think the focus should have been the Outrunners.
Yes.
But it wasn't. But it was what it was. We got MJF defeating Roderick Strong.
Solid match. Again, I think the crowd was deflated after the Boom guys.
I don't know, man. I mean, there was something going on. Mm-hmm. I thought they came back for this. They pilmanized Strong's arm. Yeah. MJF did. Now they're telling you the story between Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly. Kyle O'Reilly thinks that Adam Cole is setting everybody up to be beat up by MJF. I didn't know MJF was so dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
When did he become such a, like, he's like a Kane, you know?
He's like a Kane.
He's like this dangerous figure. I do not like the Adam Cole and MJF stuff. It is me.
You think it should be deaded?
I think you need to. It is so tainted for me. I don't want to see it. And every time it's involved, I disconnect. Even though this match was great. Yeah. And it's Roderick Strong. And Roddy's fantastic. I have nothing in me for Adam Cole and MJF.
Do you think at this point it's too late to separate them?
I don't think they should have gone back to it. I think it was separated. Mm-hmm. I think it was fine. That entire program sucked the life out of me at the end of last year with this company.
Well, the interesting thing about this, it's like it's one big tease because you have the Undisputed Kingdom and then you have Kyle O'Reilly showing up, right?
Yeah.
Now, do you think they should keep going back to that well?
Which well? Which one?
The well of like the Undisputed
I think I would have liked to see a comeuppance story
book MJF and Adam Cole like right now.
I would not have them go near each other.
Okay,
I think it's done. The program is dead.
You would just like dead it right now.
I would pivot them into something else totally.
Yeah,
they had many opportunities to get it done right. It didn't happen. Mm-hmm. I never liked it. The best friend angle that they ran made zero sense to me because it was never set up that they're friends.
Okay,
right. It was a new friendship.
Mm-hmm.
That somehow happened, and they yet acted like they were best of buddies forever.
But that diehard AEW crowd ate that up, like, big time.
I don't know.
People love that. Remember we would go to those shows, and you would have a million people just screaming at him, like, Roddy style?
What is happening?
Right, you guys hear that?
He dug into the hole.
I think he flushed himself down the toilet.
He did flush himself down the toilet.
That noise.
There it is. What is that? Oh. But I could hear it.
Yeah, I could hear it also. I think they heard it.
Oh, nobody could hear him talk because he's muted on the screen.
Oh, okay, great.
It's just us. There you go. I didn't like it. I did not like the. I don't like the Adam Cole stuff. I think you should separate them. What I would like for Adam Cole is that you start building them week after week. Have him just go out there and have these matches, and then you build him up for something big on his own without MJF.
Yeah. Where do you see MJF going now? Is he going to be stuck in this feud with this rehash feud with Adam Cole?
I don't. I think so. Now he is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we'll talk about positioning on that TV in a little bit.
Okay.
Mercedes Moné defeated Chris Statlander to retain the TBS title. I love this match.
Great match.
Really good match.
Really good match. I do think Statlander should have won.
I get that. I totally get that.
Or you know what? I think Statlander should have won, and they should have worked it where, and this is going to be like a little of my own fantasy booking. I do think the weird tension between Mercedes and Camille should be resolved ASAP. because I feel
you don't want them to split.
I feel like it's forced, right?
It's too soon, right?
I think if they're going to do anything, have Statlander be the heavy for Mercedes.
Hmm. Oh, flip it.
Flip it. You know, I think it was too soon to have that tension in that
feud. I think it was too soon for the tension. It's so distracting that Mike Arm.
It really is.
My brain is rattling. I do like how they did this match. I think this was Mercedes probably her best match since coming into AEW.
I thought she
looked fantastic. Yeah. The crowd was no energy.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. And I don't know if it was just the audio coming across because our buddy was there.
A lot of our friends were there.
And they were like, no, it's fine. I mean, it was up and down. That's what everybody said. It was up and down. Jay White, Hangman Page, love this match. Mm-hmm. This was Jay White's fifth win over Hangman.
Amazing. Over the entirety of their careers.
Yeah. Which I like that.
Same here.
Jay White looks great. Looks like $1 million.
Great match.
Right?
Yeah.
So right now you have Hangman Page, you have Jay White, you have MJF so far in the first couple of matches. Mm-hmm. All world title contender guys, mm-hmm. high level
absolutely
pro wrestlers.
Speaking of which,
Kyle Fletcher,
next match, yeah.
Will Ospreay, what'd you think of this? I thought this was incredible.
I loved it. This hit every one of my pro wrestling buttons. I thought this was match of the night. And actually, you know what? I'm going to take that back.
Okay.
It's tough because there were so many great matches on this card. This is definitely one of them. This was a very nice New Japan style match. They pulled out all the stops. I'm glad Kyle Fletcher won.
I wanted to make a point here.
Yeah.
There are a few guys on this roster that should never lose, right? When you talk about it like in a vacuum.
Okay.
In a vacuum. Obviously, long term, you got to lose. But in a vacuum, mm-hmm. there are a few people that should never lose. Will Ospreay's one of those.
You think so?
Yeah.
I disagree with that.
Will Ospreay should not lose. Not here. I thought this was, made, Kyle Fletcher could not have lost this. Because you are building a new star. Mm-hmm. He had to beat whoever he's facing. I get why they did Ospreay. I understand him losing is not going to hurt him, obviously. But he's a guy that should never lose. Same thing with Swerve. Swerve should never lose. But again,
yes.
In a vacuum, he should never lose. But storytelling-wise, you got to have some losses.
At some point.
This was done really well. This was a very smart loss.
Yep.
Because you made somebody with it.
Yeah.
And boy, does he look like Randy Orton.
We all talked about that in our group chat where he was definitely 6'4 Randy Orton vibe.
Yo, he looks good.
Yeah, he looks really good.
He looks good. You know, do you remember what show were we at where he was sitting in front of us? Just watching the matches. It was World's End, right?
Yeah,
He was just chilling out. He was like right in front of us and he was just watching.
And he wasn't on the show.
He was not on the show.
Yeah.
And he was watching the pre-show. Just like taking notes.
In the press area.
Yeah, in the press area.
But then he got skeeved out when people were it's Kyle Fletcher.
Yeah, I know. Just fucking leave the guy alone. And then you have to leave.
That was us, by the way. We skeeved him out.
Yeah.
Spilled our beers on him. We're like, oh, you're that dude.
You're that dude, right?
Oh, you're that dude.
I thought this was great, and it's continuing the story, and
where do you go from here?
I
think...
I like the Don Callis stuff.
I like the Don Callis stuff, too. I feel like it's getting its second wind with Takeshita and Kyle Fletcher.
Takeshita's another guy. I would keep him from losing.
Oh, yeah. Does Ospreay move on?
No, I think this is going to continue with, what's his name?
Takeshita? Callis?
God, why is
Kyle Fletcher?
Kyle Fletcher.
Okay.
Sorry.
Next up, we had the Mariah May and Mina Shirakawa AEW Women's Title Champagne Celebration. Listen, this ended up being a lot of fun with the table spot that they did.
I love Mina.
Yeah.
She's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And the name I was looking for is Mark Davis. I'm so sorry.
Got it. Yeah.
Mark Davis should never be in street clothes. Can we just agree on this?
Dude. They got different fashion sense.
No. He has to be in something shiny and bright.
Australia is one of the most dangerous places on earth. Let these guys dress how they want.
Those fucking kangaroos. It's
kangaroos are dingoes. Yeah, they're spiders the size of your head.
Do you know those koalas? Do you know what they have?
Knives.
They all have chlamydia.
They all got knives. Yeah.
They got chlamydia on their knives. They just... That's a true thing.
The koalas walk at you like old side-scrolling video games, like just the guys with the knives out.
God. They should do a Double Dragon, but it's only it's all koalas.
It's all koalas versus the brothers.
Yeah.
What are the brothers' names in Double Dragon? Jimmy and Billy?
Jimmy and Billy.
Yeah. Jimmy and Billy versus all the koalas. He lives in the land of koalas, man. Let him dress how he wants.
All right. I don't want him in street clothes. I just want him in something shiny. Okay. I thought this was something. I don't know if it got the message across. I think a lot of people were anticipating Tony to show up, and she didn't. So it kind of they ran that same story where she wiped the blood on Mariah's face, the same that Tony that she had done to Tony. So that's the program. You know what? Mariah May and Mina, I would love to see Mina as world champion.
Oh, 100%.
She has something very special.
Absolutely. And she's learning English like a bleeps and bounds above a lot of other talent that has come in to like cut those English promos. It's very interesting. Danny Garcia defeated Jack Perry to win the TNT title. Needed the win. Solid win.
This was the right decision.
Solid win.
The crowd picked up for the win, but they were like, there were moments after this match is when they died. Okay. Takeshita Ricochet.
Fantastic.
It was short.
Yes.
But did you notice how Callis had to go to the ring to get some heat?
Yeah.
It was just a placement. Mm-hmm. Because I think what happened after that match, people realized there's four more matches.
I think we all...
Or three more matches.
We're all on this group text of there's a lot of more matches. Like, why is this so long? Oh my God, there's four more matches. Like at one point, I think you texted me, you were like, is the main event next? I was like, nah, dude, there's like three more matches that we forgot about. Which is fine. You know, we're not complaining about it. We're eating well as far as wrestling goes.
Yeah.
But you know what? Like, I'll admit that we're a couple of young middle-aged guys who want to go to bed at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I want to go night-night, dude.
Listen, Survivor Series on Saturday, that shit is going to be over before 10:30.
You think so?
I think so.
I hope so.
It starts 6 p.m. at 6 o'clock, dude.
Wow, fucking great.
Yeah, right? Isn't that, like, how elated are we?
I honestly, there's no reason why these shows should not start at 6 p.m.
Yeah. Or noon.
Or noon. Give me a 9 a.m. West Coast show.
You know what?
I don't care.
Okay. We've talked about this a lot, but here's my perfect scenario for a wrestling show, right? Me and you go get lunch, right? We day drink through a 2 o'clock start wrestling show. We're done by 5. We get a bite for dinner, and then we're home by 7 o'clock. How great does that sound?
That's a dream.
Right?
That's a dream.
Boozy brunch, go see the wrestling show, back in time to just ooze on the couch.
See, I would like them to do that on that Sunday show at the Hammerstein. There's no reason that show should be on at late night, right? What time is that show on at the Hammerstein for the Dynamite taping? Mm-hmm. Why not just have a nice brunch and the show's on at like 2? Mm-hmm. And you go and you have a good afternoon, you have a great time, everybody's a little lit from lunch, and it's a great show.
Those shows at LaBoom did it right.
Yeah, those were the best.
Done before 7.
Oh, those were great. Those shows at LaBoom were fantastic.
Are we the only guys? Are we the only ones that want like early wrestling?
I think so.
It's a weird thing, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Should we move to the West Coast?
We're done
soon. Just to get an extra 3 hours?
Yeah.
Like, all right, cool.
Takeshita Ricochet, he defeated Ricochet. There was less heat for this. Now, we got Bobby Lashley.
Oh.
Swerve Strickland. I love this match.
I'd love this match too, big time.
By the way, you know how we say he's from the planet of the rocks?
Yes.
Somebody messaged me. A wrestler. Mm-hmm. And he wrote, that dude is made out of fucking rocks.
Yeah.
If he puts you in a headlock, you're even though he's not even doing anything,
you just
feel it because his body is so hard.
Yeah.
Dude, they had a good match.
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
I very much enjoyed it.
And it was a good win for Swerve.
Defeated, no. Swerve lost.
Sorry. It was a good win for Bobby Lashley. Yeah. Again, Swerve, the loss doesn't hurt him.
Doesn't hurt him. I would keep him from losing, but where does it go from here?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, where does this go? That's what I want to see. I'm very curious. I thought they did a great job here.
Where does Bobby Lashley go? Do you think Swerve joins him eventually?
I hope not.
Okay.
Or maybe he does the thing where he joins, but he turns on them, you know, like the wrestling trope.
Sure. But there was a moment in the match where Swerve was eyeballing MVP and they got face to face and MVP backed off.
Yeah.
And was like, okay, you know.
Oh, Ticketmaster said it's a 4 p.m. show.
For what?
For that Sunday Dynamite.
Oh.
We're done by 7.
This makes us so happy.
Do you want to go? You know what?
Yeah.
You want to go to like Nick and Steph's after?
Yeah.
It's a double taping.
I don't know.
Hold on, collision a double taping
immediately deflated us.
Wait, no, collision is on Saturday.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Oh man, you know what? We'll go to Nick and Steph's.
Sounds great.
Fucking great.
A little boozy brunch?
Oh no. You want to go before or after?
Let's go before.
Yeah, but what do you want to do for dinner?
Ooh. That's a good question.
We're in Midtown. We're in my house.
We gotta figure this out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, great. A 4 p.m.? Hell yeah.
This is brunch chat. This is brunch. This is brunch the bell.
Brunch bell.
Beyond the brunch bell.
Beyond the brunch.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond the brunch. So the match was fine. All right, main event.
The match was fine.
The match was fine. The main event. Because I want to talk about Survivor Series.
Yes, yes, yes. We have to get into that.
John Moxley, Orange Cassidy, a lot of blood. Orange Cassidy was bleeding from the moment that this happened. See, nobody, my problem with this match was, and I understand why they did it, but there was no chance Orange was winning. Mm-hmm. At no point did they convince me that this was going to happen.
There was a hair of it. In the little
oh yeah, there fighting was one, spirit there was one that kick had. Out that yeah. Moxley did that he came really close.
Yeah.
His finisher's that punch.
Yeah.
Or one of his big moves is the punch. And John was like immune to it.
Selling it though.
But he was getting like one after another after that Superman punch kept happening and he was like just not really falling.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, so why is he able to repel that move and nobody else is?
Because he's a champion.
Because it's not like he was doing it to like Kane or the big, you know, right. Like a monster.
Yeah.
Or the Beast Mordos.
Yeah.
Where he's like, no, you know.
He's a world champ. Having that belt gives you extra power.
Generally, it's like a Frankenstein that you do it to. Yeah. And then that I didn't like that the move kind of got diminished. But whatever. That's just me nitpicking.
I enjoyed this match so much. And to me, it read as teen picks fight with man at truck stop. That's
the YouTube clickbait.
That's the YouTube clickbait. Like teen picks fight with man at truck stop. See what happens. And then all of a sudden, it's just like this 15-year-old kid is bloody on the floor.
Yeah.
And then the guy's friends show up and they're like, what are you doing? And they start cleaning house. I enjoyed it a lot. I thought it was fine. It would have destroyed the internet if Orange Cassidy won. But I'm really glad to see that they're including so many younger guys in this weird angle.
Yeah.
And also, this feels like it's a full circle moment because this motherfucker is... Can I say motherfucker?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
This motherfucker is a hair away from putting a gas mask on.
Who, Moxley?
Yeah, and doing the full circle Ambrose shit.
Yeah, I like this gimmick. I think a lot of people have problems with it. I don't. I like that he's doing something different. I think Marina looks like a million bucks. Yeah. Claudia looks good. Pac looks good. Here's where it got wacky, right? Okay. You got Ishii coming out. You got Kyle O'Reilly. You got Rocky Romero coming out.
Yeah.
Willow came out. Attacked Marina. Took her out. Wheeler Yuta then. Distract the ref. Orange got the win.
Uh-huh.
Wheeler Yuta started pouring bleach. Windex?
Ring cleaner, yeah.
What was it?
It was ring cleaner.
That's
what they used to clean the canvas.
Is that what they said?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know. I didn't hear the explanation. Yeah. Okay, so ring cleaner.
It's like, those are the chemicals that they used to clean the ring.
Is that what it was?
And then they made him swallow it.
They poured it all over him. Okay.
Hangman comes out first.
Hangman comes out.
Yeah.
I don't know for what reason.
A very sad Hangman, too.
But Hangman's the heel. Yeah. So was he coming out to help Orange Cassidy? Was he coming out to attack John Moxley? Was he coming out for, right? Hangman comes out. Christian now comes out with the contract.
To, like, help Christian.
They do. But why would he help Christian?
Yeah, I don't know.
For the title.
Yeah.
He decides, okay, but they do this back and forth. They're like, oh, okay, you know what? You beat him. I'll give you the title shot.
Yeah.
Fine. He helps him with that. He hits him with a switchblade.
Yeah.
Doesn't go anywhere. He hits him. Is it? No. Unprettier. I'm sorry. Hits him with the unprettier. Switchblade comes out.
Yeah.
Freaking all over the place. And then the Death Riders run to the outside. Darby Allin crashes his Lincoln Continental into the pickup truck. Yeah. He does his own stunt. He's bleeding from the head. They run into an SUV and they take off.
Yeah.
A great Dynamite ending.
I think solid pay-per-view ending. I really enjoy the chaotic, wacky, nutty wrestling
stuff. It was different.
It was very different. But I do think at the core of it, this Moxley angle is elevating Orange Cassidy, Darby Allin, and Wheeler Yuta. All the younger guys that need maybe a little bit of boosting right now, right?
This is your top program.
Do you think Mox drops that belt to Darby?
Yes. 100%.
When? Or does Darby flip out and join him?
I think he drops it to Darby. I don't know when. Whenever that match off. Is it World's End? Do you do it at World's End? I don't know.
And then Mox finally takes like 6 months off.
That poor guy. You know Moxley's younger than Orange Cassidy?
Yeah.
Isn't that freaking wild?
It's pretty nuts.
Orange Cassidy is like a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable. He's been around for a while. Yeah, he's don't remember. Been he's time. Been he was an indie guy for a long, long time. So I gave this a B, the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My reasoning here is I saw too much of the same stuff in every match. A lot of outsides, a lot of everybody used the steps.
Yeah.
There was a lot of the same stuff happening in a lot of the matches. I did not like the finish of the main event. The ending of everybody running. It was too convoluted. You involved so many people in here. I would imagine if you're involving all those people, there should be some sort of match with all of them involved.
Okay.
Right? Hangman, Jay White, Christian.
We skipped over the Jay White moment. Jay White coming out.
He came out and he attacked and then he got beat up.
Yeah. Destroyed Christian. But I like the way he gave him his finisher and caught the contract, which I thought was very cool.
That was very cool. So, unless you're going to involve everybody, who's the focus? That was my issue. Like, who's the focus? I also, this is me. Again, I'm not telling you not to like certain people, but I don't think Darby Allin's the guy for right now. I think he will be. I don't think you've done a very clean job at telling me to root for this underdog.
See, that's an interesting point. I again think like who are they catering to?
Who are they catering to? I think not so much of the right people.
Okay. Cause a lot of, you know, it's funny, like when you go online, there's so much obnoxious toxicity towards AEW.
Yeah, and you know what?
I truly don't understand it. Cause listen, it's at the end of the day, it's fucking pro wrestling.
Some of it is very valid. Okay. The criticism of AEW is extremely valid. Okay. I have my criticisms too. But
from a wrestling standpoint.
From a
match quality,
I don't think I've ever seen a company have this many high level matches as far as quality goes. I don't think we've ever had a company on a mainstream level have this much high level matches, right? Because if you look at this, I'm talking match. Forget about the story, right? Yeah. Match quality. I'm not even going into Big Boom AJ because that's a story, right?
Yeah.
The MJF match, solid.
Yeah.
Mercedes Moné match, solid. Switchblade, solid. Kyle Fletcher, solid. Daniel Garcia, Jack Perry, solid. Takeshita, Ricochet, no heat. Fine match.
Yeah.
Bobby Lashley, Swerve, great match. John Moxley, Orange Cassidy, really good. Great match. They don't have a match problem.
Right.
Part of it is, again, take yourself out of the P1 viewer. I'm talking numbers again. Take yourself out of the extreme viewer, right? The sickos.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that what they are? Sickos.
Yeah.
Let's eliminate us.
Mm-hmm.
They are in a position to create growth.
Yeah.
Right? Did they tell you who the top guys are?
Right.
You know what? For once, they did in this main event, even though it was convoluted, because they told you Christian is a main player.
Yeah.
Jay White is a main player. Yep. John Moxley, obviously. Darby Allin. And Hangman.
And Hangman.
Right? Yeah. You just told me those five are in contention for the title. Yes. Those are the five top guys.
This is where it's going to revolve around.
Right?
Yeah.
You established that. Out of all those guys, is Darby Allin the guy to start your year with? I don't know when he's winning it. I'm just saying. If you are now simulcasting and you're in this period of we need growth, right? We got the deal. We need growth. if I'm channel surfing, or I'm a WWE fan, and I have The Rock, and I have CM Punk, and I have Roman Reigns, and I have this guy and that guy and that guy going into Royal Rumble, going into WrestleMania. I have Bill Goldberg. How does that position your aesthetic?
It's a fascinating thing to talk about.
I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not saying I'm right at all. I'm thinking out loud, right? I'm thinking like everybody else that's going to tune in to this company to watch it that's not necessarily super familiar.
I agree with you 100%. But I also throw in my two cents there. I'll disagree with you in the fact that we've lived through this a million times with different companies.
Yeah.
Right? Now, again, if you want to take a step back and look at it in a philosophical way, Darby is the Mankind in this situation.
Sure. Yes. Yes.
Right?
Darby is like the Mankind
and
in this situation.
And what happened the night Mankind won that belt?
But Mankind was also 6 foot something and 200 and like 300 pounds.
But
you know what I mean?
But he was that angsty character.
Yeah.
You know? That took a beating.
I'm not saying Darby will win that world title.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to be a big moment. Mm-hmm. But you need to save that. Mm-hmm. Darby's climbing Everest in April. Yeah. Unless he brings the belt to the summit, that's not happening for him. You know, it may not, but...
But you need the build. I think the build, if the build works, put the title on him, right?
I will tell you, the plan was to put that title on him this year.
Okay.
At the end of the... That was something that was discussed. Like, no question about it. That was something that was discussed.
Yeah.
I'm not a Darby. I actually think he's incredible.
Oh, yeah.
But...
You're not a Darby.
I'm not a Darby. I'm not a Darby. Can you imagine me being a skateboarding kid?
I would love to see you in Darby cosplay.
Cowabunga. Isn't that what he says?
Yeah. He's like, cowabunga.
Eat my shorts. Mm-hmm. Sting.
I would love to see you in Darby cosplay. Like half a skull face, stockings with shorts over them, a big furry pink coat.
That's what I was wearing Saturday.
Mesh shirt.
with the shrooms. That's what I put on. I think they need to be very careful. They need to refocus that top tier.
Yeah.
Right? You have Kenny coming back.
Sure.
You have Max coming back. Mm-hmm. That top position, you have Edge.
Yeah.
Adam Copeland. You have such gigantic names.
Yes.
And I fear this is... I'm speaking out loud. It's two friends having a conversation like we're at a bar, right? I fear the TNA.
Oh,
when they had everybody.
But
right?
TNA is still alive and kicking, dude.
Yes. But they remember at one point, okay? At one point this company had
everybody.
Yeah. Everybody was a world champion.
You had your Bobby Roods, you had your Flairs, you had Hogan in the mix.
You had Rob Van Dam, you had Sting, you had Foley, you had Booker T, you had Kevin Nash, you had Scott Steiner, you had Kurt Angle.
Samoa Joe, you had the New Horsemen, you had the, what were they called? Fortune. Then you had EV2, which was the ECW guys.
I'm not saying that they're going to end up, Tony is a much smarter booker in that sense, and they have way better people and way experienced people there. But, and no knock at TNA, but I don't want that to happen. The chat's funny. Andrew, why are you hating AEW? Breaking news. Andrew's crapping on AEW. I don't want that to happen.
Can I take a pause real quick?
Yeah.
It's really funny because a lot of the comments we get and Andrew gets is Andrew talks too much about how much he loves AEW.
I love wrestling.
Love wrestling too.
I love pro wrestling. Yeah. And I don't want something that I really invest time in to watch and consume.
But also this
to suck.
But this is your analytical, this is the analytical aspect of your life.
This is because this is what I do.
Because then if we're sitting on the couch, we'll watch anything.
Yeah, we watch anything.
We're sitting on the couch together. Oh, you want to watch some Sandman stuff? Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm not this hyper focused guy to like look at the crap and stuff. I look for the positive and I try to fix, you know, if I could give some sort of input on what they could do, I would do it. I don't want this to become a terrible product.
Because you love
it. And I fear
that
the perception issue that they're facing right now is causing a lot of this to happen.
Yes.
Now, did they do anything wrong on this show? I wouldn't say they did anything
not at
wrong.
All.
This was not a bad show.
You know what they did wrong? No Okada.
What?
No Okada.
No,
that's
Okada.
What they did wrong.
You know what?
To me.
Okay, but you're going into 2025, right? You're going into 2025.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting 640,000 per Dynamite. Yeah. Your collision numbers are in the 300s.
Mm-hmm.
Rampage is done. Fine. You're working on this possible other deal somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Ring of Honor possibly getting TV. Great. But I want to see your top tier be so strong, right?
Absolutely.
That top tier.
Yeah.
Kenny, MJF, Bobby Lashley, Adam Copeland, Hangman Page, Swerve Strickland,
Moxley,
and Switchblade,
yeah.
Right? Anybody else?
You know who I want in there?
Who?
Who I personally want in there? Shelton.
Okada. Nine. Okay,
yeah.
Let's go with nine.
Okay.
Shelton, I'll go in a different tier.
Yeah.
We have nine that I have defined as all world champion level caliber people for your main picture.
Who have been world champions.
Who have been world champions, positioned in a top way.
Absolutely.
You cannot allow that to go to waste. No possibility.
Yeah.
You have to have those guys in that first, I would say that first, this 2025, you have to tell me who the mega star of that company, and Ospreay, yeah. I'm so sorry. I forgot Will Ospreay. And you know what? What does that say? That tier of talent is so big in that company.
Big roster.
It's huge
yeah.
that I'm forgetting the future of pro wrestling.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
You have 10 people. I've never seen a company. You know, we talk about 90s wrestling, right?
Yeah,
Attitude Era. Peak Attitude Era. They didn't have 10 guys.
Six guys.
They had six guys.
Yeah.
WWE
but
right
still,
now.
But still.
Does WWE yeah. right now have 10 guys? No, they don't.
That, you know, see, I think there's a that's the huge difference. Where WWE will tell you in a heartbeat
who it is. But AEW needs to do the same.
Right. The other thing that I wanted to ask you about, or this is my one, we don't gripe about this shit. We're just having fun talking about
it. No, this is a great conversation. I love having this conversation.
As far as
we got to talk about Survivor Series.
Yes, as far as the matches go, and we got to do questions. As far as the matches go, my one minor gripe was too many false finishes in every single match. Right?
I have that problem with all across the board with wrestling.
Now, let me ask you. Is the day of saying, hey, are you doing a stair spot tonight? Yeah. Okay. I'll do something different. Is that over?
I think,
like you said, everybody did stair spots.
I was talking to somebody.
Yeah.
And they're like, listen.
They rebuilt the Spanish announce table also.
They did rebuild the Spanish announce table. I mean, listen, but why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Right? Like, but they do some stuff that is so logical, like rebuilding the Spanish announce table. Like, why? You take that table out. Why are you punishing these guys?
Right.
you know? Like, let the table come back. The other thing is, I like how AEW has taught all of us, like, oh, crap, anything could end the match.
Right.
Mercedes got a roll-up.
Yeah.
It wasn't a roll-up. What was it? It was like a weird... It wasn't a roll-up. It was, whatever it was.
Yeah.
You know, they did that. The legs were back and the pin and the shoulders. Okay. I like that.
Yes.
A full Nelson is a finish.
Great.
A sleeper is a finish. That's great.
Mm.
You're normalizing that the match could end at any time.
Yep.
They've done a great job at that. I don't find anything wrong fundamentally with the show. I just thought the wackiness of the ending was a Dynamite ending.
Mm.
It's not traditionally pay-per-view. Maybe that's because we haven't seen it, and that's why I reacted that way.
Okay.
But as far as getting things over, the conversation was like, I think they're not having a lot of those conversations. They're like, hey, listen, I'm doing this in a match. Maybe you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we're not doing this in any other match. They do it only in big moments,
mm-hmm.
for like a main event, but I don't think that conversation is happening as much as it happens in WWE.
I think after the jumping pile driver onto the stairs.
No, that was great.
No more chairs. No more stair spots.
No more chairs. How about we end the chairs?
No more stair spots. You know,
That's
it. Like for that night.
Yeah.
Right? But again, like that's just a weird, like dumb gripe that I have.
Listen, do other people see it? I don't know. Do we see it? Sure.
Yeah, because we're doing this.
We're doing this.
We got to do this twice a week. We got to talk
about
it. Listen,
I'm not crapping on it.
No, not at all.
If there was any product that I watch more than anything else, it's AEW.
It really is. Jeff Jarrett's there. That's why.
Fucking Jeff Jarrett. Continental Classic participants. Gold League, Darby Allin, Claudio Castagnoli, Will Ospreay, Ricochet, Brody King, Juice Robinson. The Blue League, Okada, the champion, Kyle Fletcher, Daniel Garcia, Mark Briscoe, Shelton Benjamin, and the Beast.
This is
going
to be awesome.
This is going to be great.
Is this their version of the G1?
This is their version of the G1.
That's wild.
Where is Survivor Series?
Survivor Series is this weekend.
Oh, what did you think of SmackDown?
Listen.
Great.
I got to say, I watched that CM Punk thing like 4 times. It gave me such chills.
Yeah, fantastic.
The stare down, the double finisher, which was perfectly timed, the GTS and the spear, and them and Roman. Roman has a great shocked face. I feel like people don't give him enough credit for that.
I thought this was great, and it was good storytelling.
Yeah.
Right? Remember that point? He's like, Roman, I acknowledge you. He did that. And also, remember when Paul Heyman like hid behind Punk?
Yeah.
And he goes, take me with you?
Yep.
Holy moly. It is, again, continuity.
Now, Paul Heyman coming out with the pocket square. What do you make of that?
Why was he dressed like...
Solzicoa?
Well, that's how you saw it.
Yeah.
A lot of people saw that, too.
Okay.
I just saw him as, I'm like, oh, wow, he's in Kane Paul Bearer outfit.
Oh, interesting. All right. Fair.
That's how I saw it. Will there be a turn? Will there be something wacky that happens? Mm-hmm. Is this leading to CM Punk versus Roman Reigns? Mm-hmm. I am dying to know.
Well, that would be, at a high level, that's a match that we have never gotten. Like, at the level that these guys are at now.
At the level that these guys are at now, no. We got the Shield stuff.
But also...
But...
Listen.
Not like this.
This goes to show you that when something is done right, the crowd doesn't forget. Because the Shield debuted, they were supposed to be Punk's mercenaries.
Yeah.
Right? When was that? 2013?
Mm-hmm.
11 years ago.
2012.
So 12 years ago.
Survivor Series 2012.
You're coming full circle with Survivor Series 2012, right? Shield debut. The crowd did not forget. There were people in that crowd that went nuts.
Yeah. So here's the card. I mean, this looks like a tremendous card.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? They just added LA Knight, Shinsuke Nakamura. Shinsuke is a dark ninja now.
He's like a Sith Lord.
Ooh.
I'm with it. I'm totally with it.
I'm into this. All right, cool. Nakamura is back. Braun Breaker, Sheamus, Ludwig Kaiser for the IC title.
Yeah.
Great. Braun Breaker, did you see that spot last night?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Holy moly. That man had air.
Yeah.
Low air. He didn't go up. He just went straight.
Straight forward, yeah.
He just went straight. Gunther, Damian Priest for the world title.
Great.
That's going to be a good match.
Very hard-hitting.
Women's War Game match. Rhea Ripley, Io Sky, Bianca Belair, Bayley and Naomi versus Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, Nia Jax, Tiffany Stratton, and Candice LeRae.
That's going
to
be fun.
I would love Tiffany to cash in on Nia during the War Games match.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Never been done. Why can't you do it?
That's very smart. I like that.
And you also have the OG Bloodline, which is Roman Reigns, Jey Uso, and Jimmy Uso, with Sami Zayn and CM Punk against the Bloodline.
What world are we living in?
Solo Sikoa, Jacob Fatu, Tama Tonga, and Tangaloa, and Bronson Reed. This looks like such an incredible show.
What a fun main event. Who'd have thought we were going to get the third Uso brother?
Yeah.
Jacob Fatu.
Do we get another?
G.O.D. and Jonah. Jonah Rock. In the main event. You know? Yeah.
He is Samoan.
Is he full Samoan?
He's part Samoan. I think he's part Samoan.
Hey, listen.
Bronson Reed.
Why not? We're all The Rock's cousin, bro.
Do you know that was always our joke?
Yeah.
You almost became The Rock's cousin.
I did almost become The Rock's cousin.
That is a true story. One day we'll tell that story.
I could have easily been The Rock's
cousin. You could easily become The Rock's cousin.
Very charming young man. Are you thinking about that moment right now? That's why you lost your train of thought.
I am.
The what if timeline?
I tell my wife this.
Just destroyed my life to be The Rock's cousin.
I'm speaking about the same enthusiasm about Survivor, about WWE that I haven't in a very long time.
Yeah, this is fun. This is a fun pay-per-view.
This is a fun show.
Do you still consider it part of the Big Four?
I think now it is.
It wasn't for a while.
Yeah. I think incorporating War Games in this is really cool because you're going from War Games into, there is no December show, right? MG? There was no December pay-per-view.
Isn't the Hell in a Cell traditionally like December? Or am I wrong?
It was Tables, Ladders, Chairs for a while.
Yeah, then
January, what are they doing in January?
New Year's Bash. Not Royal Rumble.
No, yeah. That's not January.
Yeah, that's February. Like it's February 1st.
NXT Deadline. Mm-hmm. There's NXT Deadline. Yeah. So you got a nice little break, but you have two really cool. We got a question here. Very important question. What X-Men Marvel Legends figure is that behind you?
Behind me?
Above or below?
Yeah, it's a X-Men outfit Wolverine.
X-Men outfit Wolverine. Here we go. Look.
Oh yeah, I was like, how could they see the two up there? He's got Nightcrawler and Magneto up there.
Yeah, Magneto and Nightcrawler. I have a couple of them up there. These are my kids. I took them from him. I took them from Hunter.
That's right.
I'm like, Hunter, you cannot open these.
Nuh-uh.
Dude, you know what he's reading? He's reading this Venom series.
Is he liking it?
He likes it a lot.
I'm not in the loop on that. I stopped reading the Venom.
And he told me, he's like, can you get me comic books? But I want the old ones. I don't like the magazine. I like the paper.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
weird, right?
Cool. Yeah.
And I said, why is that? He goes, I like the art on him.
Very cool.
I think he likes like the Jim Lee stuff, you know, like
why
Jim
not?
Lee and the, like, yeah. The old Spider-Man stuff. The first set. Oh, yeah. You know what? It is going to be you have Saturday Night's Main Event happening. You have Netflix on Raw happening. Mm-hmm. So I think those are going to be pretty big. So I guess they're fine
there
for December. Yes,
that's
they
right,
announced an intercontinental title for the women now. It's a beautiful belt. Too many?
That's fine.
You got the U.S. on one, you got the IC on the other. You know, you got to make it even.
Yeah. It's fine. Do you want to do questions?
Do you
want to
see my comic books?
I do want to see
you guys want to see my comics here?
I always want to see your comics.
Let's see. I'll show you my comics.
It's taking a turn.
I have the Venom one.
Yes.
I got this one. I just picked up a bunch of stuff. I got this one. I'm missing all of them. The X-Men 97 one. I got X-Force.
That's pretty good, actually. I'm digging the X-Force.
I don't know what this was. I just picked it up. It was a cool cover. I got this X-Men. I got this X-Men.
Listen, all the X-Men stuff has been pretty good.
I got this Marvel 85th anniversary.
I didn't have high hopes after the Krakoan age, but...
I got this one.
Oh, very nice.
This looks great. Awesome cover. I haven't read any of these. I haven't gotten to it.
Where do you get your books from?
There's a comic book shop right by my office, like on the corner,
mm-hmm.
and it's very small.
Do you know what it's called?
I don't know what it's called. they're on Fifth Avenue, and it's like on the second floor.
You should do a pull list.
Above a pot shop.
Okay. You should do a pull list.
A pull list?
Yeah, and just say, hey, can I get a pull list? And then you just mark off the books you want each
Oh,
month.
Nice. Yeah.
And then maybe they'll have it for you.
We should take Hunter to Midtown.
Yes, that'd be great.
He wants to do that. I think I'll take him from school. He'll cut school next month and we'll go.
Let me know. I'll go with you.
Yeah.
Because there's that Midtown. I think he'll flip out.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Where are we?
We're about to do questions.
All right. Let's do questions, boys and girls. Submit your question in the chat room. Sorry, Rich.
No. You go for it.
Submit your question in the chat room and we will do our best to answer them. If you super chat us, it's Christmas time. In Hollis, Queens.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, we need to buy new Adidas.
I need chicken and collard greens. I need to spend some money on it. So hit up the super chats.
Oh, we got a lot of comic fans in the audience here.
Oh, look at that.
Very sweet. Yes, the Absolute. Have you read the Absolute DC stuff?
No, I actually have some upstairs.
Okay. It's very good.
Yeah.
Superman's very good.
See my grades.
Batman's very good. I haven't got... Oh, yeah. That's right.
You guys want to see my grade? Oh, yes, it is. Yes, that's the one, Trash Paradise.
Which one?
You got it.
I missed it. What am I looking at?
All right, scroll down. Right after, I love the Absolute DC.
Monstery?
Yeah, that's it. That's
okay, cool.
Yeah, they're right by my office on Fifth Avenue.
That's awesome.
They don't have a lot of stuff, though.
That's fine.
It's a lot of... They do... Every time I go, they're doing a there's a Magic the Gathering mm-hmm. thing happening.
Great. I'm with it.
I did buy a box of Pokemon cards for my kids.
Very nice.
And they did not appreciate it at all. They just dumped the whole thing.
Oh, we got a question from Brian Knight here.
All right, let's
this is a good one. Ask Beyond the Bell. DC versus Marvel War Games match.
5-on-5?
5-on-5.
Okay.
Who would be on each team?
Okay, DC easy, right?
Go ahead.
Superman.
Okay.
Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I put the Joker.
Oh, interesting.
Right?
Okay.
Because heels two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Three. Who would you go with? Give me your two.
Well, you need...
Okay, two Green more. Lantern.
Okay, Green Lantern.
Green Lantern. And Flash.
Ooh, okay. I would do Classic Trinity, Superman, Batman, okay. Wonder Woman.
Okay. Oh, you're intergender.
Yeah.
What is happening? Intergender.
Lobo.
Okay.
And Lobo. My fifth would be Plastic Man.
Plastic Man?
Yeah. For DC.
Okay. Marvel, it's so easy.
Yeah. Cap.
Captain America. Iron Man.
Thor.
Spider-Man.
Ooh, okay.
Wolverine.
Wolverine's got to be in there.
Okay. And Thanos.
Oh, interesting. With the gauntlet or no gauntlet? Just Thanos.
Just Thanos.
Just Thanos. I would do Cap, Thor.
Okay.
Wolverine. Wolverine's got to be in everything.
Wolverine's, yeah. He has to be everywhere.
I would do Hulk.
Oh, yeah. That's a big boy.
But Smart Hulk.
Okay.
Actually, no. World War Hulk. Blech. World War Hulk would be the Hulk.
The gas is on. It's happening again.
And I think to round it out, maybe a villain.
Who would you put? Which one? Not Magnus?
Maybe Magneto. I got to think on that last guy. Last guy definitely has to be a villain, I think.
We're just doing Capcom versus SNK now.
That's
Capcom
true.
Versus yeah. Marvel. All right, let's do some questions. All right, pull them up.
Paul Anthony Moss, a couple of questions regarding the Death Riders. Think there will be a higher power to Mox? What's the deal with the title always in the briefcase? Pac always in ring gear? Yes, Pac is always in ring gear.
I never want to see him dressed nice.
Wasn't that one of the original jokes for Full Gear?
That he's always in his...
That he showed up to that press conference in full gear.
In full
That's
gear.
Where the name came yeah. from when he confronted Hangman, right?
Yeah.
So he can never not be in full gear.
He's always in full gear.
You know what's in that briefcase?
Mm-hmm. Jelly beans.
No.
What?
Brian Danielson.
Brian Danielson in the briefcase. He just comes out.
Pop out. Is there a higher power to Mox?
I would love there to be.
Who would it be?
I feared for a little bit. This is just me fantasy booking. Mm-hmm. I was fearing it's Sami Callihan.
Okay.
Okay. I feared that. That like he's the one that could control Mox because they have like that relationship from the indies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're going to do a higher power, but God, I want to see Shane in that company.
Dr. Doom would be my fifth one.
Dr. Doom's the fifth? All right.
Shane, how would you feel about this? Another fantasy booking, right?
Yeah.
Because we've never seen this before. Higher power? Young Bucks.
The Young Bucks are the higher power.
Yeah.
But they just skedaddled.
Right. That's true.
Because they were so terrified of Mox.
Continuity-wise, they just skedaddled. But yeah. Again, you can work it so it's like a ploy or whatever. But Tanahashi, make it as nutty as possible.
Something nutty?
Shane, I think, would be cool. But does there need to be a higher power informing Mox to take over AEW? Because it just seems like he's doing it on his own.
It just seems like it's like he's yeah, that's what it seems like right now. I don't think there's a higher power.
Like he's sick of everyone's shit and he's just going to beat everybody up. I think the next couple of title defenses is just him bloodying up whoever he fights.
That's all it's been. So,
and you know what I'd like to see? If you're gonna go that route, especially with the conglomeration, Mox versus Mark Briscoe in an insane bloody hardcore match for that guy, title.
And Mark Briscoe's so good.
Yeah,
I mean, so good. I don't know. I'm very curious where it goes. Thank you, Paul Anthony Moss.
Recruit showed
it. Yeah. All right, what else we got?
That's it so far.
That's it? That's the only question?
Boris asks, what's going on with the Australia show? New venue, new date, promotion?
New venue. I don't see them moving it out of Australia, but they're going to a new venue. No, listen, they don't... I don't know what the deal was with that show. First of all, it's a very difficult destination to get to. Australia is not close. I don't know if people know. It's an island, but... You know, it's on a globe.
Yeah.
Well, it's very far.
For us, it's a 24-hour flight.
Is it 24
yeah.
hours?
Yeah.
I thought it was like 17.
I believe it's, I think South Africa's 16. And I only know that because Alex went there a couple of years ago for a car thing.
Yeah.
I think Australia's 24. Imagine. Do you think you could do a 24-hour flight?
No way.
Even if you're first class, you got like a little room in the front. Really?
Yeah. Those LA flights that I would do, I was taking for a while. I don't mind it.
That's your limit?
That's my limit. You know what? London. That's my limit.
7 hours.
7 hours. Okay. Yeah. I turned to a fucking pumpkin.
Yeah.
But they're moving it. New venue. I don't think a new date. I think new venue. A lot of people were guessing like, oh, do they move it somewhere else? I'm like, I don't think they're going to do that because a lot of people bought their tickets and these are non-refundable. Like, imagine if you got a flight there and now you got a non-refundable flight.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Yeah. We got a couple more here.
Yeah.
Pile driver finisher. What do you think about WWE encouraging fans to bring their signs?
I hate it.
Why?
Because I used to be in those crowds and you couldn't see shit.
From that perspective. But I love a crowd from a
visual.
Sitting on my couch.
Yeah.
I love it when people have signs. I like creative signs. I don't like political signs.
Yeah, me too. Same. I don't want a political message. Give me something goofy.
Shit. Yeah, give me something goofy.
Yeah.
As with everything. Everything Pro Wrestling says, would you say we're closer to a Ring of Honor TV deal or abandoned ship on Ring of Honor?
I think that we're very close to a TV deal.
Apparently, the AEW pay-per-views are on Honor Club if you're a subscriber.
The AEW pay-per-views?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. A mutual of ours tweeted that out yesterday, and I find that very interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
According to him, he said that the Full Gear was on it also. Are you on Honor Club? MG, do you have Honor Club?
Yeah, Full Gear was on it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you could buy it on Honor Club. You know, I bought it twice, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. That was the mushrooms.
No, I bought it. I bought it so you guys could watch. Uh-huh. And then I bought myself the same thing on YouTube TV.
Oh, interesting. Okay. How much was it on YouTube TV? Same price?
Same price, $50. Oh, wow. I spent $100 on that show.
And you didn't even get stoned.
And I didn't even get stoned, dude. It was the worst.
That's a shunder.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is from Eric. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name. When does Ricky Starks' AEW contract end? Heard Tony picked up his option.
I believe it ends in May.
We also didn't answer the last question. Would you say we're closer to a Ring of Honor TV deal or abandoned ship?
No, I think we're closer. Yeah.
Trash Paradise King, how would you book the Hammerstein shows given the current landscape in AEW? Hardcore match on last. There's got to be a nutty match on
last. I don't
last.
Know. I think that's a great question. Mox
versus Briscoe.
It's so many back-to-back shows that I don't know how they'll do it. Yeah. The Ring of Honor thing, I think it'll be a banger on Friday. The Collision, they'll probably do some ECW stuff. They'll do something on there. And then Dynamite will be the big show.
They'll bust out them ECWs.
Yeah, the Continental Classic is also happening, so I'm sure that'll play a part.
Brian Knight, Stark's AEW contract expires in spring or summer. Who should be Ricky Stark's first WWE feud? I say Cody or CM Punk. I disagree. I say Ethan Page.
That'll be fun.
Put him in NXT, make him the king of NXT for a little bit. Have him feud with Ethan Page.
I have no problem with him going to NXT. I think that's a great way for him to get comfortable and for people to know that character and
let loose on the mic. Yeah,
and it's not a downgrade. I think they definitely need somebody like that because that show is competing right now. You know, it's a competitive show. Mm-hmm. It's not developmental. We're seeing the shift in there. So this is a secondary brand now. I think he'll do great there. I think that's great.
Ooh, this is a good one. Okay. Pile Drive Finisher asks, how do you bring back Bad Bunny to challenge for the world title?
Okay.
He wins a Rumble. Damian Priest wins this weekend.
Damian Priest wins.
And then he goes, is there anybody back there mad enough to take me on?
No, what happens is he comes in during a match, right? Mm-hmm. To help Damian. He gets bonked in the head.
Uh-huh.
No longer Puerto Rican.
Okay.
He's a Gunther.
Oh, he thinks he's German?
He becomes Austrian.
Okay.
Okay. And Damien's like trying to convince him to remind him like who he is. And he thinks he's someone totally different. And he speaks with a terrible accent.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a whole thing. And that's how you bring him back. And he challenges Damien for the world title.
I love it. Great.
But he thinks he's a Gunther. he's like a little Gunther.
Oi, yeah. I'm a Gunther.
Oi.
Who do you think Penta will debut at NXT Deadline?
No. I don't think so.
Joel Torres Luna, any news on Viva Van? She mentioned that she had signed with a company.
I don't know. I don't know who she signed with. People like my Russo booking. The bonk in the head?
The bonk in the head,
that
yeah.
was my Lana booking. I have no idea how they didn't do it. When Lana was in that weird story with Rusev and Ziggler, she should have gone back and forth with being like this like Russian sympathizer, right? With the accent and everything. And then she gets bonked in the head. She's the all-American girl with the Daisy Dukes and the tank top and the cowboy hat. Oh, man, I would love it. Nobody listened to me on that story.
Good question.
Yeah.
Do you want this to be the last one?
Let's do two.
Okay. How would you book Kenny Omega? This is from Lady B. How would you book Kenny Omega's return to AEW after his New Japan match?
I think he needs to... You got to do the Takeshita match, right?
I think skip the line.
Just go...
And he calls Moxley out and says like...
John Moxley!
Just like, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I'm the face of AEW. And then you have... Like a Mox Omega, like another Mox Omega match. That's a banger.
What's a ridiculous gimmick you could give Kenny Omega?
The robot.
Oh, make him into a robot?
He's just straight up a robot.
He's just a robot? The best bout machine? He is a Terminator. Remember, he came out to the Terminator?
Yeah. Not like a 50s robot, like Rosie from the Jets.
Cannot compute like that?
He's that kind of robot.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
You said the wackiest.
That is the wackiest.
What about you? Bobby Lashley's dad.
Bobby Lashley's father. Yeah, that would be it. Yeah. He's Bobby Lashley's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Amish Kenny Omega.
Oh, Amish Kenny Omega would be fantastic.
Yeah, that's a good one too. All right, let's do one more and we're out of here.
All right. This is from Paul Anthony Moss. With two mid-card titles now for the women's division, would you move the tag titles down to NXT?
No, but I would have people from NXT compete for those tag titles.
Yeah.
I think it's fine. Yeah. It can be defended anywhere, so it's fine. Ooh, here's another good one. A riverboat gambler.
I love that.
Kenny Omega is a river on a riverboat.
I would love that so much.
I would do the Cactus Jack thing where he forgets who he is.
Okay.
He's missing. He never came back, right? He's missing. And they're like, where's Kenny Omega? And they find him dealing cards on a riverboat.
I'd love that.
And he's like, my name is James Madison. What are you talking about?
My name is Kenneth Omega.
My name is Kenneth Madison. I don't know who's... And then he doesn't know he's a wrestler. So they got to teach him how to wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't wrestle.
Until he gets bonked on the head.
Until he gets bonked on the fucking head.
Listen.
And he gets all his powers back.
We all said that John Cena should have been bonked on the head and come back in a trench coat and a fedora as some kind of detective.
I would have loved that.
With a beard. John Cena with a beard never happened. I would have loved that.
We need a detective gimmick. Who could be a good detective in AEW?
Luchasaurus.
Luchasaurus.
I've pitched this to our mutual friend who works there.
Yeah.
which is true. Have Luchasaurus.
With the mask,
fedora, trench coat.
And the suit, yeah.
Yeah, dinosaur detective. Fantastic. with the magnifying glass, too. It writes itself.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's his sidekick?
Luchasaurus, the dinosaur detective.
You know what his sidekick is?
Jungle Boy.
Nope.
Yeah.
Naito.
Oh, I'd love that.
Because he does this?
He does the eye thing.
He does the eye thing, and he does the magnifying glass.
My question for you, when is Jungle Boy, because he's the scapegoat now,
yeah.
When is he going to become the Jungle Goat?
When is he the Jungle Man?
Jungle. Yeah, that's a good question, too.
Yeah. My gimmick on him actually turned out to be something real. He was a Jungle Boy, right? And then he became the City Boy. He becomes like the City Boy, right? He's like a bad boy now.
I like City Boy.
And you know what the next one is? He's a suburban dad.
All right, there we go.
He cuts the hair and he moves to the suburbs. He's living in Calabasas.
Sure. Love it.
That's my gimmick for him. All right, we're out of here.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Goodbye.
We'll see you next week. Happy Thanksgiving.
We'll see you on Friday.
See you Friday. See you Friday.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.